All right, so today we're diving into something a little different, a little unexpected. We're going to figure out the surprisingly easy way to lose a good partner. And no, no, it's not about cheating or those explosive arguments, you know the ones.
Right, right.
It's way more subtle, almost sneaky, you could say.
Yeah, and what's interesting is this little nugget of wisdom, it comes from a dating and sex coach. The Mindful Modern Mistress, she calls herself. She's got this blog.
Okay.
And she really digs into this idea, her big takeaway, complacency. That's the real relationship killer.
Complacency. Okay, so we hear that word a lot, right?
Yeah.
But what's that actually look like, you know, in a relationship? Help us paint a picture here.
Well, it's easy to think, okay, we're comfortable, we're good, we can just coast. But this Mindful Modern Mistress, she doesn't beat around the bush. She's like, look, that autopilot mode where we just assume everything's cool without actually, you know, putting in the work,
yeah,
that's a recipe for disaster.
And she had this one line that really hit home for me. She said, expecting someone to wait for you without actively showing your intention takes advantage of their feelings for you.
It's so true, though.
Yeah.
It's like we might have these loving feelings deep down, but if they never come out, if we never actually show them,
right,
it's almost like they don't even matter.
Yeah. So then how do we avoid that? Right. Because, you know, we don't want to be complacent, but it's not like we have to be showering our partners with, you know, over the top gestures and attention all the time. What's that balance?
Well, I think it's less about the grand gestures and more about those small everyday things that show we care. You know, why do we get complacent?
Yeah.
It's often because, well, we feel safe, we feel loved, and we start to take it for granted.
We get comfortable, right?
Yeah.
And I think we've all been there at some point or another, but it's about recognizing it, right?
Right.
And remembering that relationships, they're not static. They're not these things that just stay the same.
Yeah.
They require that constant nurturing, that work.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's like I always think back to that investment model of relationships, you know?
Okay.
Where we're always kind of weighing the costs and benefits, maybe not consciously, right? But it's there.
Right.
And when we stop putting in the effort, well, the rewards start to diminish for both people.
For everyone involved.
And that's when things can go south.
It's so true. And, you know, this whole conversation reminds me of something else that the Mindful Modern Mistress said. She said, love might be unconditional, relationships are not.
Mm.
I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, no, I love that because love, I mean, yeah, ideally it's this big, huge, all-encompassing thing.
Right, right.
But relationships, they need that give and take, that back and forth.
It's true.
It can't just be one person doing all the work, right?
Exactly.
You got to show up consistently.
Yeah. And, you know, it's making me think, too, like this whole idea of complacency, it doesn't just apply to romantic relationships, right? I mean, think about friendships. Think about careers.
Yeah.
We can get complacent there, too.
100%.
Yeah.
How many times have you had that friend you just kind of drifted from because neither of you were really putting in the effort? Or a job where you just felt stuck, you know?
Right. That's complacency, too, in a way.
It's so true. Wow. It really does touch every single aspect of our lives if we let it. So I guess the takeaway here is, you know, if we want these connections, these relationships that are strong and fulfilling and lasting,
yeah,
we can't just assume they'll stay that way without any effort.
Right.
We have to be intentional. We have to be active.
Yeah.
So what can we do? What's our homework? What can we do differently starting today to combat that complacency creep? Give us something to work on.
Well, I think the first step is awareness. Like you said, just recognizing it when it's happening.
Right.
From there, it's about figuring out what small but meaningful gestures you can incorporate into your daily life. Things that genuinely say, hey, I see you. I appreciate you. I'm here.
It's about those small, consistent efforts, those little deposits in the relationship bank, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, those deposits, they look different for everyone. The key is to find what works for you and your partner or your friend or even in your career.
Absolutely. Communication is key too, right?
Well, that...
Being open and honest with each other about how you're feeling and what you need. Because if we don't communicate those things, well, we can't expect the other person to just magically know, can we?
Right. And that goes back to intentionality. It's about being present in our relationships and making a conscious choice to nurture them. It's not always easy, but the rewards are well worth the effort.
So true. Well, on that note, I think we've given everyone a lot to think about today. Complacency, it might seem harmless on the surface, but as we've uncovered, it can really chip away at the very foundation of our relationships. So let's all make a commitment to be more mindful, more intentional, and more present in our interactions starting today. Who knows? Those small changes could be the key to unlocking deeper, more fulfilling connections in all areas of our lives.